In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen. Jesus comes to the sheep pool where there are, it says, a multitude of those who are sick, who are paralyzed, blind. It was a place where they begged and got their alms. Those that were paralyzed essentially lived there. And Jesus finds a man there who had been there paralyzed for 38 years. And now we don't know whether or not Jesus healed other people. He certainly might have. But we do know that he singles this man out and heals him, raises him up, sends him on his way. But before he heals him, he has a very brief discussion with him. And he asks him a question. He asks what on the surface some might consider an odd question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made well? The reason some might find that an odd question, this man had been paralyzed 38 years, lying by this pool, completely dependent on somebody else, can't walk, can't go anywhere, same scenery day in and day out. Who wouldn't want to be healed? Why would that? Would you even ask that question? Well, let me tell you a little story. When I was in the third grade, there was a little boy in my class named Alan Peck. And once during the school year at some point, he fell out of a tree and broke his right arm. Came to school with his arm in a cast. He had one of those slings. It was blue canvas with the white straps. And everyone was like, wow. And we were all asking him questions. And we thought that was the coolest thing. And we got our markers and put pictures and our names on his cast. Someone was assigned to carry his books, carry his food tray into the at the cafeteria. Soon enough, however, as little boys do, the arm healed, cast came off, and his school life returned to normal. A couple of days later, little Alan comes into school with his arm in a sling again. Of course, people ask what happened. He says he fell off his bike, and people start asking about it, but one boy says to him, "You can't even ride a bike, that's so dumb." So Alan says, well, I fell off the bike because I got hit by a car. So then there are a lot more questions. So his story gets bigger. And pretty soon parts of it keep changing and his story spirals out of control. And the problem was there was nothing wrong with Alan's arm. He made it up. Why would he make it up? He made it up because he missed the attention that he had gotten when his arm was hurt. He missed having someone carry his food tray. He missed all the people wanting to sign his arm. He wasn't ready to be healed because there were some side benefits that went along with being injured. So when Jesus asks the paralytic, "Do you want to be healed?" Maybe it's not such an odd question after all. After 38 years, maybe he was used to the attention. Maybe he was comfortable without responsibilities. Maybe he liked to complain, because after all, being paralyzed for 38 years certainly gives a person license to complain. Jesus asks, "Do you want to be healed?" with not only the benefits of healing, but also the responsibilities that go along with it, and maybe even the loss of a few side benefits. And that's just for physical healing. That's just for this man's legs. How much more important is that question for our spiritual healing? I want you to do a little exercise with me. I'm going to ask you a question. What weighs down your spirit more than anything else? Think about if you were to just close your eyes and say, "This weighs down my spirit more than anything." And maybe it's a strained relationship with somebody. Maybe it's a pain that a person caused. Maybe it's a pain that just life causes. Maybe it's work or stress. Maybe it's self-confidence. Maybe it's a mood of pessimism. Maybe it's judgmental thoughts. Maybe it's difficulty forgiving. Maybe it's even your own faith in God. Think about if you could have one spiritual thing that was really bringing you down relieved. Think about what that might be. So whatever you've thought of, think now of the Lord's question. Do you want to be healed of that? Do you really want to be healed of that? And don't just answer yes because it's the right answer. Because with healing comes freedom, but also comes responsibility. responsibility to engage God, responsibility to engage humanity, to engage life, to engage the very person that might be part of your difficulty, and to engage those things with a healed spirit. And if we're going to be honest, some of the things that might weigh us down, they might have a certain tang to them, a certain something we like. Perhaps there is someone in our lives we actually enjoy disliking. Maybe we like that artificial bump we feel when we judge someone else or take them down a notch. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, you can't take any darkness with you. If you want to be healed, if you want your spirit healed, you have to let go of all of the brokenness. None of it can come along for the ride. Unfortunately, some people prefer to cling to these little side benefits rather than having a whole spirit. And just like little Alan Peck would rather have had a broken arm than lose the attention he'd been getting, there are those who'd rather continue with a broken spirit than be healed and having to actually change. Now, a third grade boy pretending to need a sling, that's kind of cute. Grown men and women not wanting a spirit made whole because we like brokenness, that's not so cute. The paralytic in today's story had known the same life for 38 years. That's a long time to get comfortable with it. But when Jesus asks if he wants to be healed, he jumps at the opportunity. Today, Christ asks each of you the same question. Whatever darkness, whatever brokenness haunts your spirit, even something you might have grown accustomed to, in your heart of hearts, do you want to be healed? Amen.